From the reading of God's word, you know that Jesus Christ died, but he did not die as an ordinary person or for an ordinary reason. Even as we looked at the story, we realized that Jesus died as a criminal. One was on his right, one was on his left. We have to realize that crucifixion wasn't a natural death in any way. It was a form of criminal execution. But even as we read in the Gospels, we realize that Jesus didn't deserve to die because he was innocent. Jesus hadn't broken any laws, neither man's nor God's. He died as a criminal, but he hadn't done a single crime. But we read in the Scriptures that Jesus' death was a just punishment. I want you to think about what the Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 3:18. Christ suffered once for sins, being put to death in the flesh. So as we look at the death of Jesus Christ, let's not think that his death was some kind of mistake or that it was random. His death was the penalty for sin, for real sins, for real transgressions against the holy law of God. Hebrews 9, verse 26 says that Jesus Christ has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Jesus' death was no ordinary death. His death was to pay the price of sin. Because we know from Romans 3:23 that the wages of sin is death. It may seem to a normal person that death is an inevitable part of life, but it's not. Death is the inevitable result of sin. But Jesus never sinned. He was sinless. So how could Jesus be sinless yet die for sin? Well, Jesus died as a substitute. Again, 1 Peter 3:18 says, Christ suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous. The one who did everything right, Jesus, for those who didn't do everything right, sinners. It's what we call substitution. And substitution is something that we all interact with on a regular basis. Even inside the home, we substitute one ingredient for another ingredient. But the substitution talked about in this passage is one in the realm of punishment and penalty. For many years, I have refereed ice hockey, and from time to time, a player commits a penalty. And on occasion, the penalty is to a goaltender. And in that case, another eligible player on that goaltender's team has to serve the penalty. So, for example, if a goaltender trips someone, a teammate has to sit in the penalty box for 2 minutes, and the goaltender remains on the ice playing in the game. You see, it's the teammate in the penalty box who's the substitute, because he's receiving the punishment for what the other person did, even though he didn't do anything himself. He was completely right. It was the goalkeeper's problem. Well, the same is true in the case of Jesus Christ and sinners. Jesus never sinned, yet he died in the place of sinners, taking the penalty for them, their sin on himself. And that's why the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 5:8, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In our place, he died instead of us. Paul also wrote that Christ died for our sins, not his own sins, but for our sins. And the point is that Jesus, yes, he did die, and he died as a criminal, but he died as a substitute because he had done nothing criminal. He didn't deserve to die. It was we who deserved to die. But it's on this day, Good Friday, that we celebrate that in love he took our place. So Good Friday is a good day to remember. Not because we celebrate death. There's nothing good about death in itself. But we celebrate this day because of who died on this day. It was a perfect person who died for sin, that makes this day good. It makes it good for us because Christ died for our sin. And yet this is a very, very sober day because it stands as a witness of how seriously God takes sin. God takes sin so seriously that he sent his Son to die on the cross of Calvary for our sin. He was crucified at 9 a.m. He hung on the cross for 6 hours until 3 p.m. when he died and then was buried before the end of the day. Let's close in prayer. Father, as we go now, we would take very soberly what we've read in your word today. This is a very dark matter. Anytime that we consider something as evil as death, we know that death is not part of your plan. Yet, it was your plan that you would have your Son come and die so that we could have life. He would come and die for our sin so we could be forgiven of our sin. So Lord, help us to consider the sacrifice of Jesus Christ today in our place, taking our punishment. And may that help us to be mindful of how wicked sin is, yet how loving you are to send your sinless Son to die in our place. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.